An indictment has been leveled at the driver of a semi that triggered a fatal chain reaction crash in central Ohio last November. The Licking County Grand Jury formally charged 60-year-old Jacob McDonald of Zanesville with 26 counts Thursday. They include aggravated vehicular homicide, vehicular assault, and assault. McDonald is scheduled to return to court tomorrow for a bond hearing. He's accused of failing to slow down for a car that had also slowed down on I-70. McDonald's truck hit the car, which then pushed a vehicle into a charter bus. The bus was carrying Tuskegee Valley High School students. The collision killed three of them. A teacher and two chaperones in one of the other cars also died in the wreck. McDonald is being held on $1 million bond. He is named in lawsuits filed on behalf of the victims and their families. Altman Hospitals and private insurance provider Humana have parted ways, affecting roughly 7,000 area patients. The repository reports a contract between the parties ended July 1st, meaning that patients insured through Humana's Medicare Advantage plans are no longer in-network at Altman facilities. Altman mailed notices to patients who used Humana in recent years at facilities in Stark, Tuscarawas, Carroll, and Wayne counties. The change does not affect patients with traditional Medicare and the Humana supplement plan. Altman will continue to serve Medicare Advantage patients undergoing treatment until their care is complete. Altman and Humana began negotiations in January. Altman's Senior Vice President of Finance, Adam Luntz, says Humana was not paying Altman as a Medicare plan should, and there were administrative burdens and delays. Humana also has some commercial insurance plans and a Medicaid plan. Altman was not part of those networks. President Biden's decision to end his re-election bid is drawing reaction from the region's congressional lawmakers. 6th District Congressman Michael Woolley says Democrats forced out the nominee their voters elected this year, creating even more chaos and division. The Salem Republican also says the GOP is ready to unite the country and win in November. 13th District Congresswoman Amelia Sykes says Biden served this country with honor, adding that she is sure this was not an easy decision. The Akron Democrat goes on to say that we must ensure that we have a strong democracy and an economy that works for everyone. Sykes also looks forward to working with Democrats to unify around Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's nominee. Harris was endorsed by Biden. A Canton house fire has claimed the life of an 11-year-old girl. Harmony Fowler was removed from life support at Akron Children's Hospital Saturday and died the same day. She was transported there July 12th after initially being taken to Altman Hospital. Firefighters rescued Fowler from the second floor of a burning home on 3rd Street Northwest. Investigators believe the blaze was accidental. The cause remains under investigation. According to the Summit County Medical Examiner's Office, Fowler's cause of death will be known later this week. A high-level job that existed in the Sebring School District in the past is being brought back. The Board of Education Monday agreed to create the Dean of Students position. They gave a one-year contract to Connor McKenney, who will take on the job at the start of the upcoming school year. He previously spent 4 years as an elementary teacher in the Fairless School District. McKenney was recently hired by the board as a counselor. The board also appointed President Deborah Green as a delegate for the Ohio School Boards Association annual business meeting. Scott Latham was named as an alternate delegate. A man accused of threatening first responders faces charges following the incident near Salem. 53-year-old William Hively of Salem Township was arrested by Columbiana County Sheriff's deputies Friday night after allegedly threatening to get a gun and shoot police and paramedics. Around 6 p.m., they were called to a home on Salem Grange Road about a woman who may have drowned in a pool. Paramedics attempted to revive her. Hively reportedly was intoxicated when he made the threats. He was booked at the county jail. A plane crash that killed three people Friday at the Youngstown-Warren Regional Airport is under investigation. Around 7 p.m., the aircraft went down near a runway in Vienna Township, killing the pilot and the two passengers. The National Transportation Safety Board says the plane was a Beechcraft BE-60. A preliminary report from the NTSB is expected within a month. The pilot was attempting an emergency landing after reporting a loss of engine power. The plane took off from an airport in Plattsburgh, New York, but the final destination was not immediately known. Probation is the punishment handed to a Youngstown woman who tried to apply for military benefits totaling about $8,500. 60-year-old Lenda West was sentenced after pleading guilty to forgery and attempted telecommunications fraud. She had faced up to 3 years in prison. West admitted to submitting a fraudulent honorable discharge form. Prosecutors say she was dishonorably discharged from the military. West turned in the falsified form in August 2023. The trial of a former Trumbull County man accused of killing a fellow prison inmate has been rescheduled until a later date. 26-year-old Austin Burke was slated to be tried this week. He's charged with aggravated murder and felonious assault in the August 2023 slaying of 65-year-old Ruben Melendez. Burke allegedly attacked the man at the Southern Ohio Correctional Facility. Melendez died from his injuries. This month, a Scioto County grand jury indicted Burke on charges including felonious assault. He's accused of assaulting another inmate with a homemade knife. Burke is in prison for the killing of Kenneth Sample. In June 2017, Sample was found shot to death in the Grand River Wildlife Wildlife Area in Bristolville. Burke was found guilty of charges including aggravated murder. He was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole in 30 years. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.